And let's stay for a moment in Philadelphia, a Democratic stronghold where 40% of registered voters are black. Turnout among black voters has fallen recently, so this year there's an effort to boost enthusiasm. Here and now, Chico Theuri went to Philadelphia's City Hall this week, where people stood in a long line to vote early or drop off ballots. Chico met several black Democrats who support Joe Biden, starting with Lorena Bird, a state employee from West Philly.
I voted for Biden because I feel we need a change. And I really, this is just my opinion, we need to clean the whole Senate and the Congress House out and start again. Because some of them, no. You have too many people, thank God I'm not one of them, but too many people that are waiting for their stimulus or who are waiting for the unemployment to increase just to make ends meet. And it's not right that you did the campaign, you did this Supreme Justice before looking for the people. But we are the people, and we are the ones that put you in office. We are the ones that take you out of office. And I think being in politics, some of the, it's a business. We need to clean house completely. Just clean it. All of them. I voted my mail-in ballot. I didn't do it through the U.S. mail because it's not getting there. And you do have some people going around various cities that's burning the ballot boxes. I'm concerned. Just because I don't believe or see things your way, just respect me for that. You ain't got to like it, just respect it. And we lost that. And if we lost it, how are we to teach our children that?
Mark Walker, from Philly, King of Prussia area. I'm 27 and I do music. Honestly, I don't have any faith in America at all. They never really cared about black people. We've been fighting the same fight forever. But all I can ever hope for is that someone cares. Care enough to see that we are just persecuted from everyone. So I just want somebody to care.
My name is Cheryl Coulter. I'm retired. I'm 60. And I'm just standing in line to do, you know, for my voting right. I just don't want people to be deterred. And to wait is a small thing when you have to deal with what we're dealing with today. And I'm going to do my part to wait. If that's what it takes, then that's what we'll do.
My name is Joshua Price. I'm from South Philly, and I'm currently on disability. I'm voting for Harris and Biden. Because of my disability, my health care, the economy, and how Trump treat black people like they're the gum under his shoe, all Trump's trying to do is take people's health care away from them. And I got a condition, so that puts me in that category just like everybody else.
My name is Kelly Williams, and I'm from West Oak Lane, so Philadelphia born and raised. I believe Biden and Harris, they need to understand the relationships with the police and with black folks. I was so sad, and I couldn't even watch the video. I don't know the circumstances involved, but I heard a young African-American male was killed in West Philadelphia in front of his mother, you know, and that's been happening far too often. If this issue is not addressed and healed, unfortunately, people are going to continue to protest. They're going to be in the streets. It's going to be havoc. We need to heal what's going on with the black community. I think that is a very crucial, you know, issue.
Larry Mattis. I'm from North Philly and 65. And, yeah, I just got up this morning. I got up here early enough before this. But the only problem I see right now is that we're standing in line so long. It's kind of frustrating, but it's worth it. Let's just put it this way. It's time for a change. You know, you think about the fact of being, well, in my case, 65 years old, and this is the worst I've seen in anything. It's just ridiculous. It's frustrating. It's upsetting. And it's time for something different. So, and I believe my candidate's going to be the one to do it, both of them. But I don't think it's going to be a very smooth transition. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of court battles. I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth. But we'll see what happens. Anybody out there who hasn't voted, now's the time to do it. Y'all need to wake up.
Voices of black Democratic voters in Philadelphia, in the crucial state of Pennsylvania.